This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a new series called This Is Us. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shows us how belonging to a church family helps us navigate life's challenges. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's book for kids called Words to Love By. This book takes children on a joyful, grace-filled journey, exploring the power of words. They'll learn that while words may be small, they can do big things. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called, What on Earth Am I Here For?
You know, when you get to heaven one day, you're going to do two things in heaven. You're going to love God and you're going to love his family. What does God want you to do while you're here on earth for 80 years? Practice. So when you get to heaven, you practice loving God and loving other believers in his family. Why? So when you get to heaven, you're not a doofus. You already know how to love God and you already know how to love other Christians who often we're not always lovable. And you aren't either, by the way. All right? To dwell above with those we love, that will be a glory. To dwell below with those we know, well, that's another story. You know, we love people in the ideal, but we don't love them in the real because we all have warts and problems and we mess up. God wants us to learn to love real people, not ideal people. That's why he put the people around you who are sitting next to you. Don't look at them. Be cool. Okay. But God intentionally allows people in your life to sandpaper your rough edges. Okay? So don't go home and say, honey, thank you, heavenly sandpaper. You know, just but you know what I'm talking about. Hebrews 10, verse 25 on the screen. The Bible says this: let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another. God wants worship to be a habit. Notice the word habit. Circle the word habit on your outline. God wants worship to be a habit, but he also wants fellowship to be a habit. Now, here's the second purpose. The second purpose of life is to learn to love others. The second purpose of life. First purpose of life is to learn to love God. Second personal, and that's called worship. The second purpose of life is to learn to love others, and that's called fellowship. Like two fellows on a ship, you got to get along. Because you're headed in the same direction, you may as well get along. All right, purpose number one, I'm planned for God's pleasure. He made me to love me. Purpose number two, I'm formed for God's family. He made me to go through life in a church family, not to go through it by myself, where you get support in the tough times. Number three, purpose number three, God created me to become like Christ. I was created to become like Christ. God created me to become like Christ. Now, once you understand this third purpose, a whole lot of life's gonna make a lot more sense, particularly all the problems and the trials and the troubles you go through, because God wants you to grow up spiritually. His goal isn't to make life comfortable for you here on earth. That's heaven. That's coming someday. This is the school. This is where you're learning. This is where you want to grow in character. And he sent Jesus Christ to be the model of what he wants every woman and what he wants every man to become. He wants us to learn to think like Christ, to act like Christ, to feel like Christ, to treat other people like Christ, to be like Christ in our attitudes, in our actions, and in our thoughts. Jesus Christ was the perfect human being. We're never gonna achieve perfection here on earth, but that's our model. You were created to become like Christ. Starting now here on earth, and when you get into heaven, God's gonna finish it in heaven, and you're gonna be completely transformed into perfection. Now, as I said, once you understand this, a lot of life's gonna make sense. God is far more interested in what you are becoming than what you are doing. He's much more interested in what you are in life than in what you do in life. People always worry, does God want me to do this or job or that job or that job? Does God want me to have this career, that career, this career? God would probably say, really, your choice. What I'm more interested in is the kind of woman you become while you're in that job. What kind of man are you becoming while you're in that job? Are you becoming more godly like me? Now, you're never going to be a god. That's the oldest lie. Satan said, eat this fruit and you'll be your own god. That's the new age. You're your own god. You're not a god. You're not even a mini-me god. Okay? Now, you'll never be a god. If you're a god, why? You can't solve your own problems, much less the problems of the whole world. But God wants you to become godly. That means like him in character. He wants you to be loving and kind and patient and all these different things. So why is God more interested in your character than your career? Why? Because you're not taking your career into eternity, but you are taking your character. You're taking the kind of person you became on this planet into eternity. So what you become is far more important than what you do in your life. You could do a lot of different things, but the key issue is, are you growing spiritually? Are you becoming like Christ? Romans 8:29 says this. From the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, and he all along knew who would, should become like his son. This is the third purpose in life, to become like Christ. You're created to become like Christ in character. Colossians 1:15 says, we look at the Son and we see God's original purpose in everything created. He's the goal. Friends, what I'm telling you right now is not plan B. It's been God's plan from the very beginning of creation. The very first thing God said was, let's make man in our own image. Sin marred that, but God's plan has never changed, to make you in his image, to make you have his character, to be as loving as he is, to be as truthful as he is, to be as patient as he is, to be as wise as he is. God wants you to be made in his image, not a god, but godly character.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
A short time back, Pastor Rick Warren teamed up with a talented artist to create the stunning new children's book, Words to Love By. Written with warmth and wisdom, it speaks to the hearts of little ones and takes them on a joyful, grace-filled journey, exploring the power of words. Through charming illustrations and engaging text, young readers will understand how their words can change their lives and the lives of those around them. Kids learn that while words may be small, they can do big things. Words can encourage, and they can spread love and kindness, and they can let us know we are not alone. This hardcover book is written especially for children ages 4 to 8. It makes a perfect gift for the kids God has placed in your life. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the hardcover book, Words to Love by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The question I've been asked for 40 years, more than any other question, is this. Why is this happening to me? Or version two, why is this happening to me now? The answer to both of those is what I just said, the third purpose, in order to make you like Christ. That's the goal. God's goal is not to make you comfortable. God's goal is to make you like Christ. And we don't change when we see the light, we change when we feel the heat. The greatest lessons in your life, you will learn out of pain. I have learned nothing from success. Zero, zip, nada. I have learned nothing from fame. Everything I've learned in life, I learned through pain, conflict, and suffering. it's the greater teacher. When things go your way, you don't learn anything. You just think, I'm just really lucky. Or I'm just really smart. And you get on a big ego trip. The greatest lessons in your, the greatest ministry of your life, the greatest lessons of your life will often come out of your deepest pain. God speaks to us, whispers to us in our pleasure. He shouts to us in our pain. Now, how does God make us more like Jesus? The Bible says this, Philippians 2:5, in your lives you must think and act like Christ Jesus. That's the third purpose. That as I get older, hopefully I'm thinking more like Christ. Not like myself, but like Christ. How does God do that? Well, first place, what is Jesus like? Well, the perfect picture of Jesus is Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, faithfulness, self-control. Those nine qualities are a perfect picture of Jesus. And God wants to build those things in your life, often by putting you in the exact opposite situation. How does God make us like Christ? God wants me to be more loving. I want to be a great lover in life. I want to love people deeply. How does God build love in my life? I'm just walking down the street one day, and all of a sudden, zap, all of a sudden, I'm filled with love, and I love everybody. No, it doesn't work that way. How does God teach me real love? By putting me around some unlovable people. It's easy to love people like you who are cool. But if God's going to teach you real love, he'll put you around some unlovely people. How about joy? How does God teach you joy? Joy is different than happiness. Happiness depends on happenings, happenstance, circumstance. Disneyland's the happiest place on earth. I go to Disneyland, I'm happy. When I come out, I realize how much I spent. I'm not happy. It's circumstantial. Happiness doesn't last. Joy is internal and joy is eternal. You learn joy in the middle of grief. That's where, as Kay's great book says, you choose joy. Joy is a choice. And you learn it in the middle of grief. I wish I had time to go into each of these, but how about peace? How does God teach peace? Not with everything going your way. You're out fishing, fly fishing in Alaska. You go, man, it doesn't get any better than this. This is great. Anybody can be peaceful there. How does God teach real peace? Everything's going wrong in your life. And you're under pressure. And the phone rings and the doorbell and the baby just threw up and the dog bit the cat. Cat bit the head off the Barbie. God allows you in the exact opposite situation. Now, becoming like Christ is a journey. It's going to take your entire life. You're not going to become like Christ overnight. I'm still not there. But I can say like Paul, thank God I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I am what I am right now. Thank God I'm not what I'm going to be. And that's true with you too. It is a journey. This is the third purpose of your life. Now, write this down. The third purpose of life is to grow spiritually. To grow up. To grow up spiritually. And that is called discipleship. We've talked about worship, fellowship, discipleship. These are loving God, loving his family, and growing up like him. Knowing Christ, growing in Christ, loving his family. God wants you to grow up. Every problem in your life has a purpose. And if you'll trust me on this, trust God's word, don't trust me. Trust God's word on this. You can learn from any situation in life, no matter how bad, how evil it is, how painful it is. You can learn from any situation in life if you'll have the right attitude. And that's how you turn your scars into beauty marks in your life. That's how you watch God transform and turn beauty for ashes and restore all the years that have been messed up. The Bible says in Hebrews 6, verse 1, let us go on and become mature, This is God's goal for your third purpose. Let us go on and become mature in our understanding as strong Christians ought to be. Is it possible to grow old without growing up? Oh, baby. We all know people like that who grew old and never grew up. And they were still self-centered, self-serving, cranky, bitter, as little old men or little old ladies. You can grow old and not ever grow up. This is the fundamental problem in our culture in America and literally all around the world today, is we have an incredibly immature culture. It's full of spiritual babies. You say, why do you say it? Babies are self-absorbed. That's all they can think. They can't think about anybody else but themselves. Babies are self-absorbed. Babies are impatient. They want it now. They don't understand the difference between no and not yet. Babies cannot delay gratification. If anything describes our culture, I want it now. I want sex now. I want to buy it now. I want pleasure now. I want everything now. I'm not willing to wait for anything. The inability to delay gratification has destroyed one culture after another for thousands of years. And we're in that cycle right now. Babies are focused on their feelings. Today, it doesn't matter what the truth is. It's what I feel. And if I feel it, it must be true. I feel I'm this, so I must be that. Well, your feelings lie to you all the time. But focused on feelings and focused on short-term emotions and short-term goals, not long-term. We have an incredibly immature culture. But God wants us to grow up spiritually. Hebrews 5:12 says this, by now you should be teachers. Instead, you still need somebody to teach you. All right, number four, fourth purpose. God shaped me to serve him. You weren't just put on this earth to take up space, use resources, breathe, use water, retire and die. No, no, no. You were put here to make a difference. You were put here to make a contribution. You were put here to make an impact with your life. God planned for you to do certain things with your life to make the world a better place. God shaped me to serve him. Say, how can I serve God? God's invisible. We serve God by serving others. One day you'll serve God directly in heaven, but here on earth, the only way you can serve God is by serving others. God puts you on this planet to make a contribution, and he has uniquely shaped you for the service or the ministry that he has. Now, here's what the Bible says. Psalm 138, verse 13. You shaped me first inside and then out. God wired your personality before he wired your body. You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. You were a prescription baby. God prescribed you before you were born, and he shaped you. We have a whole class on this. It's called the Shape Class, Discovering My Ministry in Life, where my niche is, where my impact is, where my contribution is going to be on this planet. And we talk about your shape, S-H-A-P-E, your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. God wired you, all these things. And in your experiences, God uses educational experiences, and he uses family experiences, good and bad, and he uses personal experiences, he uses spiritual experiences, educational experiences, but the thing he uses most is painful experiences. And as I said, God never wants to waste a hurt in your life. God doesn't have to cause hurt in your life. There's plenty of hurt in the world. It's broken. But God will use the hurt in your life for good. You're going to hurt in life. The only question is, you're going to use it for good or not.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick Warren teamed up with a talented artist to create the stunning children's book, Words to Love By. Written with warmth and wisdom, it speaks to the hearts of little ones. Words to Love By takes children on a joyful, grace-filled journey exploring the power of words. Through charming illustrations and engaging text, young readers will understand how their words can change their lives and the lives of those around them. Kids learn that while words may be small, they can do big things. Words can encourage, and they can spread love and kindness, and they let us know we are not alone. This book is hardcover and is written especially for children ages 4 through 8. It makes a perfect gift for the kids God has placed in your life. Today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people worldwide, we'll send you the hardcover book, Words to Love by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this beautiful children's gift book. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of this beautifully illustrated children's gift book, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to share a very powerful letter from a listener named Michael. Michael experienced terrible trauma as a child, but he says that Daily Hope is helping him overcome his past, and now he's looking to the future with his kids. Let me read you just a little bit of Michael's story. Dear Pastor Rick, you and Daily Hope have brought God into my life, and it has saved me. I am a 29-year-old father of 5 children, and I try my hardest to teach my children to know God and to love Jesus and how to pray, and I do my best to be a good example and be worthy of all the good gifts that God has given to me. But you know, because of my childhood and the insecurities and abandonment issues that were created in my life from years of mental abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, and yes, even sexual abuse, I've always had a hard time trusting God. I woke up every day feeling unworthy, and I suffered from feelings of anxiety and depression, and I felt like God couldn't possibly love me because no one else had ever loved me. And I carried that pain inside of me for so long, craving for a close, better, intimate relationship with God. Now, listening to Daily Hope has helped me achieve that and more. I'm not only better, but I'm now better for everybody else around me, spreading all that I've learned and the good news of Jesus Christ. I know God better than ever, and I now have more faith than I ever knew possible because I feel His love. Thank you so much. Daily Hope does such a great work in the name of Jesus, and I will forever be in your debt for bringing the fire of faith into my heart and helping me know God. I love you, and I hope you continue to bring change in the world through the message of Jesus Christ. You know, Michael, I absolutely love how you're teaching your 5 kids to know Jesus. That is a real man, a real dad, a real father. It's so important to pass it on to the next generation. And I'm encouraged that Daily Hope is helping you with the trauma of all your past and helping you work through those issues and keeping you growing in the love of Jesus Christ. You know, stories like the one you wrote to me are what keep me going. It's why we do this, change lives. Now, I want to pray for you. I want to pray, dear Lord, pour out your love on Michael. Help him to sense your love so that he never doubts it. Pour out your blessing and your peace on his family. I pray that they will continue to grow in their faith, and that they will experience the peace that passes understanding as they follow you. God, I want to thank you for his faithfulness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.